Michelle, and you're listening to This Week in Defunct Games. Now, subscribers of Defunct Games will already know that this is not our first podcast. We've been doing the Radio Free Gaming podcast semi-regularly whenever we pretty much have something to talk about or have something funny to deliver. The problem is that we wanted to do something a little different. We wanted to have a weekly podcast that actually looked at the games that people expect from Defunct Games, not the new content or other people's podcasts or things like that. We wanted to actually look at old games. You know, we have a lot of people that write to the site looking for guidance when it comes to what to buy on the Virtual Console, what to buy on the Xbox Live Arcade, and, you know, it's sometimes even what to buy when it comes to the PlayStation 3. And with a lot of compilations coming out and all of these downloadable games, why not do a weekly podcast where we can talk about that? Now, this is our first episode of this type of show, which we're calling This Week in Defunct Games. But in the future, I'm hoping that we will have special guests, we will have debates, we'll have themed episodes, we'll take a reader email, and a lot of other features. We want to expand this out a little bit so that it's fun for everybody. But for this first episode, we're only going to be looking at what came out this week and a little bit of last week. And pretty much that's it. It's not going to be a long podcast, at least not this first episode. But I think this should give you a taste of what to expect in the future. So every week, expect This Week in Defunct Games, a podcast and an article. They go hand in hand, so read both. You'll see different content. All right, well, enough talk. Let's get this ball rolling. Safest place to start for any episode is going to be the Virtual Console, Nintendo's little downloadable service that allows you to buy old NES, Genesis, Turbo Duo, and whatnot games. This is probably the easiest place because every Monday, you know, they have a consistent list of games that comes out, and you know, not all of them are very good. This week was kind of a mixed bag. We got Tecmo Bowl, we got Sonic Spinball, and we got Double Dungeons. Of course, the big game that everybody was excited about was Tecmo Bowl, which was something that people wondered if they were actually going to be able to get. We haven't seen a lot of sports games on the Virtual Console yet, mostly because there's a lot of licensing issues, and you know what? A lot of those old games, a lot of the sports games especially, aren't very good, let's face it. I mean, we got soccer earlier in the year, but I mean, who wants the NES version of soccer? But Tecmo Bowl is something that a lot of people wanted. It's a 1990 football game from Tecmo, obviously, and I mean, this has been one of the most sought-after games of any of the games on the NES, on the Virtual Console. Obviously, this is one of the few exceptions where it still holds up remarkably well. It's one of those games that played good back in the day, especially for the time, but still plays, you know, remarkably well, even though, you know, it's obviously dated when it comes to the graphics and whatnot. But this is definitely something that you should pick up. It's, I mean, it's only $5. It's semi-hard to find, you know, out in the stores, especially now that a lot of the game stores aren't actually selling NES games anymore. But if you don't own it, this is definitely the way to get it. It's probably going to be more reliable than your old NES anyway. So, yeah, definitely get Tecmo Bowl, even if you're not a football game fan. The Genesis selection this week wasn't as good as the NES selection. Sonic Spinball, although, you know, a lot of people remember it, isn't very good. You know, it wasn't well received back in the day, especially by critics, but it especially isn't very good now, and at $8, it's a hard sell. I'm going to have to be honest with you. I have nothing against the game. I mean, it's a little floaty, and it doesn't really play like pinball, and it doesn't really play like a Sonic game. So I'm not really sure why anybody was all that excited about it in the first place. A lot of those old, well, and new spin-off games, no pun intended, aren't very good. I mean, you know, I know that Defunct Games is one of the few places that gave that Sonic Racing game a good review. But, you know, most people aren't fans of that. Most people aren't fans of the Sonic fighting game. Most people aren't fans of spin-offs in general. And, I mean, don't even get me started on Shadow the Hedgehog. But Sonic Spinball is tough. At $8, you definitely shouldn't get it, because you can go out and buy any one of the compilation discs for, you know, $20. Actually, probably less than that. Probably, you know, more like $10 to $15 now. And it's on a lot of those discs. So, I mean, you know, just spend a couple dollars more and you get a lot more games. Definitely don't get Sonic Spinball. For obvious reasons, I'm a big fan of the TurboGrafx-16 games on the Virtual Console. It's kind of hard to go and find TurboGrafx-16 games now, and it's not like there were ever any places that sold used TurboGrafx-16 games. But the selection on the Virtual Console leaves a little bit to be desired. There is some good stuff. I mean, Military Madness is a great, great game. But there are some weeks where I'm just left scratching my head. I mean, there's no excuse for them releasing Vigilante on the Virtual Console. It's one of the worst games of all time, and they absolutely should have just let that one rot. However, this week they brought us Double Dungeons, which I'm a little torn on. On one hand, I don't like the game. It's not a good role-playing game. But then again, there aren't that many role-playing games on the system to begin with. Right now, you know, there's Sword of Vermillion, and really that's about it. This is a little bit more of a traditional role-playing game. It's in the old-school, like, first-person point of view, which isn't bad, but at the same time, it's not all that interesting either. The graphics are pretty bad, you know, the animation is terrible. It's not very interesting, and the whole story is just ludicrous. The one thing it does have going for it is that it's two players, but even that doesn't save it from being just mediocre at best. If you absolutely, positively need a role-playing game, then I guess this is the way to go. But, you know, there are some good role-playing games that you can pick up on the GameCube that can also be played on the Wii. And, you know, there's still hope that, you know, there's going to be some better games in the future, especially when it comes to role-playing games. I have to say that this is definitely a pass, though, you know, if it's only $6... if you want to have everything, it's better than Vigilante. But, you know, it's not better than Tecmo Bowl. It's certainly not better than Sonic Spinball. It's not really that good, but it is better than Sword of Vermillion. REM there for you. I want to congratulate REM for finally making it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's not often that I'm happy that a band gets tossed into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but REM, Michael Stipe and Company, they definitely deserve it. But enough about that. Let's move on to the Xbox Live Arcade. Now, usually the Xbox Live Arcade only has one major release a week. Hell, actually, only one release a week, if that. But since this is the first episode and I didn't do it last week, I figured that it would be best if I not only talked about this week's arcade release, but also last week's, both of which are retro, both of which are defunct games. This week, of course, we get the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles just in time to coincide with the release of the upcoming movie, which isn't actually called the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, it's just called TMNT. I'm a little confused by that, but, you know, who cares? The game, of course, is the one from 1989. It's an arcade game that was released around the same time as really all those old Konami arcade brawlers that were sort of in the tradition of Final Fight. you know, those included The Simpsons. There was an X-Men one as well. The Mutant Turtles games were actually some of the best, though. They had this and Turtles in Time, which, hell, I'm hoping that also comes to the Xbox Live Arcade sooner than later. But this is important, if only because this is one of the first games that has two companies that sort of had to give the okay. Of course, Konami has held the license for a long, long time, but recently Ubisoft picked up the Mutant Turtles license. And, you know, they finally were, you know, they agreed, everybody agreed, and it's finally been put on the system. This is the first time this game has been released in, God, like, more than a decade. So this is basically exactly the same game. You can obviously play this four players online. The graphics are exactly the same. It does have achievements. The one thing that's going to surprise a lot of people is how short it is. The game can be beat in like 45 minutes. But that shouldn't matter. You know, it's still a lot of fun to go back and play it with friends. And it is only four, you know, 400 points, which, well, that's $5. So, I mean, it is well worth your money, especially if you have, you know, a couple hundred points just kind of laying around. It's cheap. It's fun to play with other people, and, you know, it's fun to remember the good times. And hell, maybe if this is profitable for them, they may actually go back and release, you know, The Simpsons, The X-Men, and really all those other cross-licensed games. I'm not sure I really want The Simpsons. I have a love-hate relationship with that arcade game, but I wouldn't mind Turtles in Time. That's actually a better game, in my opinion. But I'll take this for $5. It's going to take you $5 just to beat it in the arcade. And it's definitely fun with four players, and it's fun to get the achievements for it. So this is definitely a buy. You got to pick this one up. Last week's Xbox Live Arcade game wasn't perfect, but it is one of the best party games of all time. Of course, I'm talking about Worms, or in this case, it's called Worms HD, I think. I'm just going to call it Worms. Worms is good. It's one of the best party games of all time. Easily one of the best four-player games I've ever played. I would say it's better than Bomberman. I'd say it's better than Super Mario or Super Smash Brothers. I'd say it's better than Mario Party. It's really better than all of those classic party games, in my opinion. It's one of the funniest, one of the best, one of the most exciting. And there's a whole lot of deep strategy involved. But the reason I'm going to recommend this isn't because it has a lot of great weapons, because a lot of them were cut, but instead it's because it has four-player support over the Xbox Live service. And, I mean, I've been waiting for a long, long time for a good console Worms game that's been online. And this is a good, albeit not great, Worms game that is now online. It's not perfect. I will admit that it's a little disappointing that it doesn't have the Holy Hand Grenade and a lot of the other really, really cool weapons. But it is still fun, and I'm having a blast playing it with friends online. I'm having a blast playing with strangers online. It's great to see how I rank across the world, though that's disappointed me a little bit. I'm still a little depressed, but, you know, it is still a fun game, and if you're a Worms fan as well, get a hold of me on Xbox Live Arcade. I'd love to play you. This is a good game. It's only $8, but you don't get all that much content. There are only like three backgrounds, and there are only 22 weapons, which is low when you consider that the other ones had like 40 and 50 weapons each. But you know what? That's okay. It's still a good game. It's only $8, and it is well worth your money. So pick it up. You know what? Pick up both that and the Mutant Turtles, and you won't feel bad. They're both good games. They both look good. Well, the Mutant Turtles not as much as Worms, but you know, they're both fun. They're easy to recommend, and they're great online games. this episode. We've had a chance to talk about the Mutant Turtles, we've talked about Tecmo Bowl, and of course, we've talked about Worms. The one thing we haven't talked about is the PlayStation 3, or more specifically, we haven't talked about the PlayStation 1 games that you can download off of the PlayStation 3 service and then play on your PSP. It's very convoluted. The reason we haven't talked about that is because this week's entry isn't very good. Now, don't get me wrong, this week's entry is Wipeout, and Wipeout is one of my favorite games and favorite franchises of all time. But the original game is somewhat dated. They definitely have learned a lot since then. But the reason this game isn't worth getting is because there's already a better Wipeout game on the PSP, and since you have to play these games on the PSP anyway, why not just go and buy Wipeout Pure, which is only $15-$20 now? There's really no reason to buy this original Wipeout. We've learned quite a bit since then, and I'll be the first to admit that Wipeout XL, the sequel, is a far superior game, and if that was the game they offered, then, you know, you might have a reason to actually buy, you know, this old game and put it on your PSP. But I hate to say it, but the Wipeout Pure is a far superior game. It has better downloadable content, and, you know, it has a really good multiplayer mode. It's not online, but, who cares? It is still a fun multiplayer mode, and it's much, much, much better than paying money for this. I mean, for just a few dollars more, you're going to get a ton more tracks, and it's just a better game. Don't buy this, folks. I mean, this is really not a good bargain. Alright, well, we've come to the end of our show. This is usually where we would rant or read listener email. But unfortunately, that's not the case because this is our first episode and we don't have any listener email. And I don't have anything to rant about. So instead, I'd like to bring up something that I'd like to do every week, which is select a game that I'd like to see brought to the Xbox Live, or maybe the PlayStation 3 or Virtual Console. I don't care where it goes. It's just a game I want to see re-released in some way. This game is called Dynamite Heady, and of course everybody probably already knows what I'm talking about. It's a treasure game that was released right after Gunstar Heroes. It was released on the Genesis and Game Gear. And it involves a cute little character that throws his head about, and changes his head in all sorts of different ways to solve all sorts of different little puzzles. But what sets Dynamite Heady apart from other platformers is that it has a real strange sense of humor. Now, it's all done on a stage, so from time to time you'll actually see people wheel the backdrops in and out, and you can see how everything's kind of constructed, and it has a real wicked sense of humor. The bosses are really, really cool. And the names of the levels are pretty funny too. Not enough people remember this game, whereas everybody remembers Gunstar Heroes because it's a fantastic game. But Dynamite Heady kind of got lost because it wasn't another shooter and it wasn't a Gunstar Heroes 2, and all that stuff. It is a great game though, and it deserves to be released on probably the Virtual Console because that's where the Genesis games go. I'd love to see it brought to any system that I can find because it definitely needs to be released. That would be worth your $8, especially since you can't find it around anymore. But with that, I'm going to say goodbye. I appreciate you taking the time and listening to all 20 minutes of this so far. If you want to know more about this podcast or me in general, I suggest you head on over to defunctgames.com. That's where you'll find the article portion of this podcast. Oh, and of course you will find oh so many other articles related to Defunct Games in general. You'll of course find the TurboGrafx-16 guide so that you will know what is good and what is bad. We did a whole article talking about what the 25 games you'll never see on the Virtual Console, and so far, all 25 of them have not been released on the Virtual Console, so I'm proud of that. We have a bunch of stuff. Send me an email if you want. My email address is loser@defunctgames.com. That's on literally every page of the website. So I want to thank you for tuning in to this first episode of This is Defunct Games. And with that, I'm out of here.